I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Shawnee Theater's Summer Melodrama comes up on July 8th through the 11th and the 15th through the 18th. It's called The Curse of the Doom Mine. It's actually by Adam Pockros and the artistic director Matt Graber. And our guest is both the director and the host for the show, and that's Kevin Lee Guthridge. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Summer going so well?
Oh, it's going fantastically well so far.
Now, you've been involved in a number of the shows. You were playing in the band for Honky Tonk Angels. I know that you'll be doing some other things as well. Have they got you swinging a hammer, too?
I haven't had much time to do that this year. You know, I played guitar for Honky Tonk, and I directed Escanaba into Moonlight and designed all of the sound for it as well.
So you're having a busy summer there at the Shawnee Theater. Tell us a little bit about the melodrama. Now, you've been doing melodramas there for a number of years, and they have some rather special community aspects.
Yes, they do. It's very tied into the community. It's kind of a family affair. It gives us a chance to get the whole family out. It's a lot of fun for the kids, and we try to throw some jokes in there for the adults, too. It's kind of a mix of both. And this one's especially different because we're actually, our artistic director has helped write it. So it's a little more tuned into what we like to do with our melodrama, which is a little more modernized version of the old school vaudeville melodrama, a little more of a Mel Brooks approach.
You're listed as both the director and the host. How does that work?
Well, as typical melodramas, they usually have an MC that will explain the process to the audience and get the audience cheering for the hero and the heroine and get the audience booing for the villain. So I serve as the MC, that's the connection between the show and the audience, and I also will be playing all of the music for the show, because all of the hero and the heroine and the villain all have entrance music and exit music, and we add a lot of other little funny stuff along the way that I'll be taking care of all of the sound for.
Primitive leitmotifs?
Yeah, it's all very basic. We treat it like we are a traveling group of gypsies that put on theater around the country, and we just throw up these shows, and they're very funny. There's no fourth wall. It's completely connected to the audience. A lot of improvisational comedy.
What season is this for you at Shawnee?
This will be my fifth season.
You've done a variety of things. You've played lead in shows, you've directed, you've designed sound and sets as well. You're currently based in Indianapolis. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing up there.
Well, I play in two different bands in Indianapolis. I have one jazz string band, jazz and bluegrass, with upright bass, two acoustic guitars, mandolin. And then I also play in a full-on rock band, and I play Hammond organ and keys in that band and sing in both.
Now, you've played in Honky Tonk Angels, directed Escanaba into Moonlight. You get to skip over a little bit Steel Magnolias to work on The Curse of the Doom Mine. Will audience members get a chance to see a little more of your work in the final two shows?
Yes, they will. Actually, I did compose a song for Steel Magnolias, and I got put into doing the sound design for it as well, which has been a lot of fun because it's nice to not have to act in the show or direct it, but kind of sit back and do the sound and compose. But I also will be acting in two of the shows later this season. I'm playing Professor Moriarty in Sherlock Holmes, The Final Adventure. And I'm also playing about three different roles in A Man Who Came to Dinner.
So you get to play heroes and villains during the summer.
Yes, I do. It's a nice mix.
Kevin, thanks very, very much for talking to us. I know people are looking forward to The Curse of the Doom Mine by Adam Pockros and artistic director Matt Graber. Opens at the Shawnee Theater on July 8th, plays the 8th through the 11th, and then the 15th through the 18th. And as the brochure says, a chance to see it once, twice, perhaps even three times, along with various family members. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.